And the rest of us, we're going to look at the Word of God. This is about part 7 of our series on salvation, on the gospel. And today is a very important section. Because I want to look at how Christ is superior. We're talking about what Jesus has done. And last week I spoke about how he overcame the devil.
There
are actually three aspects to what happened on the cross. You can think of what happened on the cross as a legal transaction. What we call the atonement. Where Jesus paid a sin debt to the Father. That's part of what we'll look at today. You can also see the work of the cross as a military operation. That Jesus came to overcome the devil. And that's what we looked at last week. And you can also look at the cross the third way. As the creation of a new covenant. So it's a legal transaction. It's a military operation. It's a covenant formation. If you understand the cross through these different dimensions, you have a more complete view of what Jesus did. The legal transaction and the formation of the new covenant has really got nothing to do with the devil at all. That's why I dealt with the devil last week. Because that's just the small part of the story. The big part of the story is Jesus and how he himself is the fulfillment of the Old Testament sacrificial system. And the atonement sits at the heart of the gospel. And so the verse I want us to start with is John 1 verse 29. In John chapter 1 and verse 29, John the baptizer looks at Jesus and sees him coming. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus John's been doing this ministry and now the reason for his ministry appears. Imagine you've been working and working and working. John has been baptizing and saying, prepare the way. Weeks and months. And people don't know exactly why he's doing it, but they're gathering there, they're responding.
And
then one day, Jesus comes. And John kind of just stops what he's doing and he says, look! This is it. This is what you must see. This is what it's all about. His whole life's work and purpose, here it is. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And this is what I want you to see about Jesus. That he is the solution to the problem of the world's sin. And he is the solution to your problem. And your problem is not how to pay school fees. It's not what to wear tomorrow. It's not what you will eat. It's not even the sickness in your body if you're sick. Those are small things. Temporary things. Your real problem is sin. Because you cannot escape the punishment for sin. And we have to see how Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now the Jews understood a lamb as something that gets sacrificed. When we speak of sin, they had an understanding of it because they had experienced the law. They'd lived under the teaching of the law of Moses. They had the book of Leviticus. And I don't know if you've ever seen a violent movie. Lots of killing. Lots of blood. Nothing compared to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus, there's much more blood. There's much more killing. There's much more violence. And the people knew this stuff because they used to go to the temple regularly to make sacrifices. There were many different offerings. There were different sacrifices they had to perform. Every day they had to do something. Then every week they had to do something. And every month they had to do something. And then there were special festivals and ceremonies. You would do this on this occasion for this reason. Do that on another occasion. And you couldn't do it all yourself. There was a priest. And the priest had to do some things on behalf of all the people. And the priest would perform certain sacrifices. There There were sin offerings.
Mes wat we fanatra nun faltan.
There were guilt offerings.
Fanatra nun fatsapana we diso.
There were burnt offerings.
Nisanku fanatra duran.
There were free will fellowship offerings.
De misankua fanatra zay atao vokatra ny otrane vokatra ny fonao fotsiny sy ny fifandraisanao na ny fihinamananao amin'ny hafa.
All kinds of different sacrifices.
Karazana fanatra isan-karazany.
And they used to understand something about this. They understood that when the once a year when the priest went to make atonement, once a year the high priest would go in to make atonement for specific sins.
Indray mandeha isatona ny mpisorona be a manao fanatitra ho ana fahotana voafaritra tsara.
And that sin offering, the atonement offering,
dia izay hoe fanatitra ho an'ny fahotana izay na ilay hoe fisoloana vaika izany ilay izy.
Was specifically for sins you didn't even know you had committed.
In de natao manokana ho an'ny resaka fahotana izay tsy fantatra ho akory hoe nanota ianao izany hoe nanao an'izay fahotana izay ianao.
Unintentional sins.
Izany mety hoe fahotana tsinahy.
Sins where you had sinned without even knowing.
Hoe fahotana nanota ianao nefa tsy fantatra ho akory hoe nanotaka ianao.
You didn't even, you had done it by accident or in ignorance.
Na hoe nataonao tsinahy ilay izy na hoe tsy fantatra ho akory izany hoe nanao ilay izy ianao dia tongatonga ho azy fotsiny ilay izy.
Maybe you hadn't even realized you'd sinned.
Mety hoe tsy tsapanao akory hoe nanota ianao.
Because if you knew you had sinned,
satria rehefa fantatra ho ianao hoe nanota,
there was a guilt offering.
De misy izany an'ilay fanatitra izay ataonao vokatry ny fahatsapanao tena hoe diso.
And you must bring that straight away.
De tonga ianao dia hoentinao iny fanatitra iny tonga dia hoentinao.
So if you know you've done something wrong,
ka raha fantatra ho izany ianao hoe nanao zavatra diso ianao a,
the good Jew would quickly make right.
Le Jews tena tsara tonga dia ataony aingana izay hampilamina izay.
He would bring a specific offering because he had knowingly done something wrong. He knew he'd messed up.
Tondra an'ilay fanatitra tokony hoentiny satria fantany tsara hoe nanao zavatra diso nanao an'ity dia ataony iny.
But once a year,
fa indray mandeha isataona,
the most important sin offering,
le tena hoe ka fanatitra ho an'ny fahotana izay tena manandanja indrindra,
was for unintentional sins.
De ho an'ilay fahotana izay hoe tsinana hoe tsy nampoizinao ilay izy.
For all the people.
Ho an'ny olona rehetra.
There are so many ways you had to deal with sin.
Tena be da be mihitsy fomba isan-karazany atao hoe andraisana ny tanana an'ilay resaka fahotana.
The thing they all had in common was there needed to be the shedding of blood. Blood had to be shed for the forgiveness of sins. Because God said the wages of sin is death.
And
the life of the creature is in the blood. And blood being shed means the blood is has been removed, the blood is out of that creature, the creature has died. The wages of sin is death. The blood flowing represented death.
So
there was lots of animal sacrifice. And it was a never-ending reminder. Day after day, year after year.
Ary izany dia fampatsiahivana foana isan'andro isan'andro isataona isataona.
And it was good.
Ary tsara ilay izy.
Because it let Israel know God's view of sin.
Satria izany dia nahatonga ny Israely nahafantatra ny fomba fahitan'Andriamanitra ny fahotany, fomba fijerin'Andriamanitra ny fahotany.
And it provided for forgiveness.
Ary dia manolotra famelan-keloka ilay izy.
But in a kind of a temporary and imperfect way. It would cover over the sin.
mandrakotra an'le fahotana le izy.
But obviously it didn't do it well enough because they had to do it again.
Kanefa mazava ho azy fa tsy maharakotra tanteraka le izy satria mila averina foana.
So here are some of the problems with the system. The priest who did this, he was himself tainted with sin.
So
the priest had to make offerings for himself first. Before he could make offerings for the people. Which means that he couldn't be continuously before God. Because he was afraid of being punished for his own sin and he had to make atonement for his own sin. So once a year, he'd do complicated things to atone for his own sin. And then he'd go into the Holy of Holies and he would pour the blood of atonement for the people. And
once a
year. And he never hung around there for long because he was scared. The people couldn't even approach God themselves. They just hoped that that priest's atonement would be accepted. Can you imagine these guys? 3 months have gone in the year. I don't know every sin I've committed. I don't know if I'm good enough. Maybe I've sinned by accident and I don't even know. Maybe there was a thought of greed in my heart and I didn't even realize it passed over my heart. I saw that lady and then for a moment, was that lust, wasn't it? I don't know. Have I sinned? Haven't I sinned? And then again, there's other things I don't even know. Maybe I was lazy. Or perhaps you're completely unaware of some sin. And then 6 months of the year have passed. By now I must have sinned, but I don't even know what to repent of. I'm sure God's just getting more and more angry with me. But it's not time for the high priest to go in yet. He only goes once a year. What if I'm sick? What if I die? And he hasn't gone and atoned. 9 months have passed. And I'm really sick. And I can't hurry that priest up. He must go. And do this thing. But he won't. Because he only goes once a year. How would you like it? If you're going through a really tough time, maybe your marriage or your business is struggling, or one of your children has run away, and you come to me and you say, Kim, let's pray. Please pray for me. You know me, I'll tell you, no, you must pray.
Because
I'm not special.
We're
all the same. But what if I said to you, I'm sorry, I will pray for you. But I do that on the 1st of September. That's my day of prayer. So I know it's like the 13th of September now. You just have to wait 11 months. And a few weeks, then I'll pray for you on the 1st of September. Your marriage is falling apart. Don't worry, 2016 is coming. I'll pray for you, but not in the first half. No, 1st of September 2016. So, year after year, there was this atonement for unintentional sins. And another problem with it is that it didn't change the people. This only dealt with the sins they had committed. It didn't deal with their desire to sin.
And
the priest would get old and die. And then another priest would come. And the people could never come to God themselves. It was, in a way, clearly not a very perfect system. But then Jesus came, and everything that old system spoke of, Jesus came to fulfill it. It's as if all those sacrifices were just speaking of the one sacrifice to come. All the ceremonies and all the laws, Jesus came to fulfill them and complete them in himself. He came as the priest. And this priest was better than any priest who had come before. Because this priest didn't have to make atonement for his own sin. He had no sin in him. So he was immediately ready to go before God. And now Jesus was not only the priest, but he was the sacrifice. He took his own blood and presented it before the Father. And not only was the person better, the priest was better, the offering was better, and the place was better, because he presented his blood to the Father at the throne of God. The earthly priest, like Moses or Aaron rather, the earthly priest from Levi's tribe, that priest would go to an earthly tabernacle, an earthly altar. And at the earthly altar, there was there was a the Ark of the Covenant.
Arta tiam le le toerana fanovana fanatitra tety ambonin'ny tany a dia nisy an'le fiara mifanekena.
But that was made by human hands.
Iny anefa ny tanan'olombelona no nanamboatra an'iny.
And when it was made,
dia le toerana nanaovana anazy a,
it was made as a depiction of the heavenly. It was a just a picture of the true altar.
Ate na tao fotsiny le zotra ne angalana saretsaina an'le tena altar any an-danitra.
They had above the ark, they had these cherubim carved, little statues of angels.
The
wooden angel with his wings standing there. He can't fly. He's not glorious. So the whole thing is an earthly depiction of a heavenly reality. It is actually just like a shadow of something that's about to come. But the real thing is the one in heaven. It's a copy. The one on earth is a copy. The real thing is heaven. That's where Jesus went and presented his blood. A better priest, a better offering, a better altar.
Absurna tsara kukua, fanatra tsara kukua, altara tsara kukua.
The Bible says that after he presented his blood as an offering, he sat down. In other words, he had made atonement once and for all. Not year after year after year, but finished. Once and for all, he fulfilled all Old Testament sacrifice.
Indray mandeha ho andrehetra no nanatanterahany an'le fanatitra izay natao rehetra tany amin'ny testamenta taloha.
In the Old Testament, the priest was forever standing, working. Jesus sat down.
But
he didn't cease to be a priest. Because the Bible says he is a priest forever. In the order of Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
He meaning he has no beginning and no end. Which translates to this phrase, he lives to intercede for the saints. That means Jesus is alive right now. Having made atonement. He lives to intercede for you and me. If you ask me to pray for you, I may remember later today or tomorrow, or I may forget. Not a very good priest. Jesus lives to intercede for the saints. Where is he? At the right hand of God. At the throne, which was a throne of judgment, but has become a throne of grace because his blood is on that heavenly altar. The amazing thing is Jesus didn't just solve the external problem. He solved the internal problem. Because in Christ we become new. So where the old there was no change in the person. In the new, we are made new in Christ. Our sin nature is also dealt with because we get a new heavenly nature. So the old was temporary and imperfect. And external. And brought no change. The new is complete. It's perfect. It's done once for all by a better priest and a better sacrifice at the true altar in heaven. And the result is we are changed and made new. So I want us to read through a chapter of the Bible. Because these thoughts that I've been explaining are described in Hebrews chapter 9. It's something like 28 verses. But I want you to hear the word of God comparing the old tabernacle and the old priest. With the heavenly tabernacle and our high priest Jesus. And I want you to see how Jesus fulfilled the requirements of the law. How he is a better priest who gives us a better covenant. So let's read it. You can go through it. Hebrews chapter 9. Read it straight away. Just read the whole thing slowly and clearly.
Hebreo tuk fasiv. Kuana deni fanekena voluanyaz, denis ftsipkanyamni fan pupiva van, ari nisen ftueran masna, mumba netiantani, fa nista perna keli vuavot, nieftra voluan, ilayatowe, nieftra masen. Izay nisy ny fanaovanjiro sy ny latabatra ary ny mofo aseho ary ao anatin'ny efitra lamba faharoa no nisy ny tabernakely izay atao hoe ny fitoerana masina indrindra izay nisy lovia volamena fandoroana didikazo manitra sy ny fiaran'ny fanekena izay voapetraka takela bolamena avokoa ary tao anatin'io nisy ny vilany volamena izay ny toeran'ny mana sy ny tehin'ny arona izay ny tsimoka ary ny vato fisaky ny fanekena ary teo ambonin'io koa ny kerobima nisy ny voninahitra izay nanaloka ny rakotra fanaovam-panavotana tsy azonay lazaina tsirairay ireo ankehitriny ary rehefa voavoatra toy izany ireo zavatra ireo dia miditra mandrakariva eo amin'ny taberna kely voalohany ny mpisorona anefa ny fanompom-pivavahana fa ny faharoa kosa no hidiran'ny mpisorona be irery ihany indray mandeha isataona ary izy aza dia tsy miditra raha tsy mitondra ra izay aterino ny amin'ny tenany sy ny fahadisonana ataon'ny olona amin'ny tsy fahalalana. Koa izany no anambaran'ny fanahy masina fa tsy mbola voaseho ny lalana mankany amin'ny fitoerana masina indrindra, raha mbola ao ihany ny tabernakely voalohany. Fanoharana izany amin'izao andro ankehitriny izao, ary araka izay no anaterana fanomezana sy ny fanatitra izay tsy mahatanteraka ny mpivavaka ny amin'ny fieritreretana, fa naman'ny zavatra hoanina sy ny zavatra hosotroina sy ny fanasana samihafa, dia fitsipika araka ny nofo voatendry atao mandra-piavin'ny andro fanovana. Fa Kristy kosa, rehefa tonga ho mpisorona be ny amin'ny zavatra tsara ho avy, dia namaky teo amin'ny tabernakely lehibe lavitra sady tsara lavitra, izay tsy nataon'ny tanana, izany hoe tsy isan'izao zavatra ary izao, ary tsy mba nitondra rano nosilahy sy ranjanak'omby izy, fa ny ranon'ny tenany, dia niditra indray mandeha ho ao amin'ny fitoerana masina ka nahazo fanavotana mandrakizay. Fa raha ny ranonosy sy ny ranombilahy ary ny laveno mbatotrombovavy afafy amin'izay voaloto no manamasina hatramin'ny fanadiovana ny nofo, maika fa ny ran'i Kristy izay nanatitra ny tenany tsy manatsiny ho an'Andriamanitra tamin'ny alalan'ny fanahy mandrakizay no adio ny fieritreretanareo ho afaka amin'ny asa maty mba hanomponareo an'Andriamanitra velona. Ary noho izany dia mpanalalana amin'izay fanekena vaovao izy, rehefa niaritra fahafatesana ho fanavotana amin'ny fahotanana tao tamin'ny fanekena voalohany, mba hahazoan'izay voantso ny teny fikasana dia nilova mandrakizay. Fa raha misy didim-pananana de teny foana izany raha tsy efa maty ilay nanao azy. Fa mafy ny didim-pananana rehefa tonga ny fahafatesana ka tsy mafy akory izany raha mbola velona ilay nanao azy. Koa na dia ny fanekena voalohany aza dia tsy noamasinina raha tsy nisy ra, fa rehefa voalaza ny Mosesy tamin'ny vahoaka rehetra ny didy rehetra araka ny lalàna, dia nalainy ny ranjanak'omby sy ny ranosilahy mba amin'ny rano sy ny volonondry jaky sy ny isopa, ka nafafiny tamin'ny boky sy ny vahoaka rehetra, dia hoy izy: ity no ranon'ny fanekena izay nandidian'Andriamanitra anareo, ary ny tabernakely sy ny fanaka rehetra enti manao fanompom-pivavahana dia nofafazany ra toy izany koa, ary saika diovina amin'ny ra avokoa ny zavatra rehetra araka ny lalàna. Fa raha tsy misy ra latsaka dia tsy misy famelan-keloka. Koa dia tsy maintsy no diovina tamin'ny reny ny tandindon'ny zavatra any an-danitra, fa ny tenan'ny zavatra any an-danitra kosa dia tamin'izay fanatitra tsara no ireny. Fa Kristy tsy mba niditra tao amin'izay fitoerana masina natao tanana izay tandindon'ny tena fitoerana masina, fa ho any an-danitra tokoa mba iseho eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra ankehitriny ho antsika. Ary tsy niditra izy mba anatitra ny tenany matetika tahaka ny mpisorona be miditra ao amin'ny fitoerana masina isataona mitondra ny ranony zavatra hafa, fa raha izany dia tsy maintsy ho nijaly matetika izy hatr'izay anaovana izao nanaovana izao tontolo izao. Fa ankehitriny dia efa naseho indray mandeha tamin'izao andro farany izao izy mba hanafaka ny ota tamin'ny nanaterany ny tenany ary tahaka ny nanendrena ny olona ny ho faty indray mandeha ary rehefa afaka izany dia isy fitsarana. Dia tahaka izany koa Kristy rehefa natolotra indray mandeha hitondra ny otany maro dia iseho fanondroany tsy ho amin'ny ota amin'izay miandry azy ho famonjena.
Amen.
Amen. That idea of ceremony is over.
Le fomba tsika isan-karazany izany tapitra hatreo eny.
Making sacrifices to atone for your sins, it's over.
Le hoe fanaovana sorona mba hanavotana noho ny fahotanao efa tapitra izany.
Trying to pay God back, it's over.
Le hoe miezaka ianao hamaly an'Andriamanitra hoe misy zavatra omenao mba hanambezanao an'Andriamanitra efa tapitra izany.
Jesus has done it all.
Efa vitan'i Jesosy avokoa izy rehetra.
Wondering whether you die before you repent and lose your salvation and go to hell.
Le hoe ianao mety mieritreritra hoe so dia maty amelohany bebako dia very ny famonjenana dia lasa makany amin'ny elo na ny afo be.
As a Christian, you never have to have that fear.
Amma kristianina anao tsy tokony anana an'izany fa fatahorana izany na oviana na oviana ianao.
We have a high priest now in the presence of God.
Satria isika izao amin'izao fotoana izao manana an'ilay mpisorona be eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
Who lives to intercede for us?
Izay mivavaka manelanelana ho antsika.
Who presented a better offering than we could ever bring?
Izay manolotra fanatitra tsara lavitra noho izay mety hoe ho afaka hoentintsika.
Jesus is infinitely more than anything else you can read of.
Tena hoe mihoatra lavitra noho izay zavatra rehetra azonao hoentina mandrakizay Jesus.
No law, no sacrifice, no ritual, no ceremony can compare with what he's done.
Tsy misy lalana na fanatitra na fomba mampanao izay azo ampitahaina ny amin'ny zavatra izay nataony.
He's done it all.
Efa nataony avokoa izy rehetra ho antsika.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
Ry Andriamanitra iray ao misaotra noho ny teninao.
I pray that it would speak into our hearts this morning.
Mivavaka mba hiteny ety anatin'ny fonay izany amin'izao maraina izao.
And we can truly say, Jesus, your blood speaks a better word.
Tena afaka miteny tokoa izay tompo hoe ny ranao Jesosy eo tena miteny teny tsara lavitra.
Than all the other things we can do.
Noho ireo zavatra rehetra izay afaka mety hoe ho ataonay.
You are our hope, Jesus.
Ienao ny fanantenanay Jesosy.
And we put our trust in you.
Ary ao aminao no ametrahanay ny fitokisanay.
Amen.
Amen.